day. Listen again tomorrow to learn English through stories from around the world. I'm Pete Musto.
And I'm Dorothy Gundy.
From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting live. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces launched an assault Sunday on ISIS terrorists in the town of Tal Afar, west of Mosul. Tal Afar and the surrounding areas are the last pockets of ISIS-held territory in Iraq. In a televised speech early Sunday, the Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said the city of Tal Afar will be liberated and will join all the liberated cities. Abadi called on the militants to surrender or die. By early afternoon on Sunday, the commander of the operation said his forces had recaptured a series of villages east, southwest, and northwest of Tal Afar. The U.S.-led coalition providing air and other support to the troops praised what it said was a capable, formidable, and increasingly professional force. Coalition forces had increased airstrikes on the town ahead of the ground assault, forcing thousands of civilians to flee. Spain's hunt for the driver of a van that barreled through a crowd in Barcelona last week focused Sunday on two northeastern towns. Police set up numerous roadblocks, hoping to capture a 22-year-old Moroccan man whom they suspect was behind Thursday's attack, which killed 13 people and injured more than 100 others. On Sunday, Spanish police told reporters that they had found 120 gas canisters in a home believed to be the bomb-making factory of the suspects in Thursday's attack. Police already have four people in custody who they believe are connected to the attacks. You're listening to VOA News from Washington. Tens of thousands of people marched in Hong Kong Sunday to protest the sentencing of three democracy activists who led the 2014 Umbrella Movement. Joshua Wong, Nathan Law, and Alex Chow were sentenced to 6 to 8 months in prison Thursday for their role in the Umbrella Movement rallies, months-long demonstrations calling for democratic reforms. Their sentence was met with outrage from rights groups and activists who joined civilians in the march Sunday from the district of Wan Chai to the Court of Final Appeal to protest the jail terms. This is activist and marcher Tong Hu Hyung.
We can see that the government is trying to put a very heavy sentencing to fear us in our future struggle on democracy and all other human rights issues in Hong Kong. So we feel really disappointed, and we are gathering here for a protest is that we want to show our determination, and we believe that the government cannot put every one of us in the jail if we continue the struggle.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says he is satisfied with the process the Trump administration went through to create its new strategy for Afghanistan, but he declined to provide details. He spoke to reporters in Amman. He said he will not talk publicly until the new policy is disclosed by the White House. And the late report is that President Trump will speak about the new policy on Monday night to the nation. A preliminary United Nations probe has concluded that Taliban insurgents and local self-proclaimed Islamic State militants jointly killed at least 36 people in a northern Afghan village earlier this month. Zimbabwe's First Lady Grace Mugabe returned home Sunday from South Africa, where she was accused of assaulting a model. South Africa's international relations minister granted her diplomatic immunity Sunday, negating a red alert that had been issued at the South African border to prevent her from leaving the country. And the American comic legend Jerry Lewis, who teamed up with singer Dean Martin before starring in his own movies, died Sunday morning at his home in Las Vegas, Nevada. He was 91. During the peak of their popularity, Martin and Lewis ruled nightclubs, radio, and then the box office with their breezy yet physical comedy act. They reigned as the